Welcome to Everyday Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, nurse practitioner, Cynthia Thurlow. This podcast is designed to educate, empower, and inspire you to achieve your health and wellness goals. My goal and intent is to provide you with the best content and conversations from leaders in the health and wellness industry each week and impact over a million lives. Today, I had the honor of connecting with Yuri Kochar. He's the endless optimist and visionary entrepreneur driven by a deep-seated passion for building and growing projects that have a profound impact on people's lives. He's the CEO of Soma Vedic Technologies, and he's currently leading his dream project to new heights. And if you're not familiar with Soma Vedic, it is a revolutionary frequency therapy device that offers a functional and widely accessible solution for EMF, better sleep, and energy recovery. Today, we carefully defined the role of EMFs, as well as the impact of EMFs on our health, how we can proactively protect ourselves, strategies for addressing EMF exposure while traveling, how the Soma Vedic actually works, how I've been using it in my personal life, the impact of structured water, biohacking strategies that Yuri uses daily, and how to select the best model for your home if you decide to go that route. I know you will enjoy this conversation as much as I did recording it. Welcome, Yuri. I've been really looking forward to this conversation.
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's best if we start with the basics. So help listeners understand what EMFs are and the biological impact of EMF exposure, because since we cannot see EMFs, I think many people don't fully understand or appreciate their net impact on our health cumulatively.
Sure, that's a great question. So EMF stands for usually electromagnetic frequency. Sometimes it's electromagnetic radiation. But so on a high level, like EMFs are these invisible waves that wireless devices communicate with each other. Just like now we are having, you know, this conversation. And when you are using your cell phone, you know, surfing, calling someone, it's just communication between devices. And different devices emit different, let's say, strength of EMFs. You know, the significant EMF sources are, you know, of course, cell phones, Wi-Fi, routers, you know, BTS towers, Bluetooth devices. But all of this came into existence with the invention of electricity. So even, you know, the electricity and the wiring has some kind of electromagnetic like field around it. But today we'll be focusing on, you know, on the biggest, strongest sources of EMFs, which are those that I just mentioned. And so these, you know, invisible like waves of communication, you know, they penetrate walls, floors, of course, our bodies, our cells and everything. And this is not natural, you know, for our bodies to be in these kinds of environment. Because when we think about that, before the invention of electricity, slightly above 100 years ago, there were no like EMFs, like, of course, like man-made EMFs. And there was a study, two professors, it was from 2015. They were measuring the levels of EMFs in that year compared to before the invention of electricity. And they found out that it's billion times higher than, you know, when you are somewhere, you know, in the middle of jungle or where there are no EMFs, which means it is less than, or let's say it's 100 years. You know, that's, I don't know, three generations. So there's no way how our bodies could adapt to this exponential speed, how the EMFs were increasing. So for us, the environment in the cities is definitely not, you know, like a natural state to be in. That's why it has, you know, we need to be conscious about it.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I moved away from a part of Northern Virginia that had more data centers than anywhere else on the East Coast. And what was interesting to me was when I was talking to patients about, as more and more data centers were being built, the net impact on sleep. And so I very openly talk about the fact that I'm super sensitive to EMF. We actually bought a different house in the same neighborhood, and the differences in EMF, and we had the house tested, we had a reputable company that came out, the differences explained why I was starting to have trouble sleeping. And if you understand that that exposure can dysregulate a hormone called cortisol, as an example, it can help people understand that, you know, we want to make sure that our bedrooms are a sanctuary, that we're limiting the amount of radiation we're exposed to. And so in my house, as an example, my husband and I both work from home and we don't have Wi-Fi. We actually have Ethernet. So we're dialed into the wall because it's more reliable. And sometimes people will ask, well, is that inconvenient? And I said, well, no, I work from my computer. So it's really important that we have that accessibility. But I think for individuals, as they're listening, understand that we get exposure from power lines, cell phones, microwaves, Wi-Fi routers, et cetera. What are some of the biological effects? So I kind of alluded to the fact that for me personally, when I'm exposed to too much external EMF, I will actually, it'll impact my sleep quality. So if I go to my mother, who lives in a rural part of Maryland, I will have better quality sleep than when I sleep where I am now, where there's less, you know, there's no data centers, but I'm in a suburban area, but not as urban as where I was before. But help people understand what can be some of the biological effects of this over time, this chronic exposure.
Yeah, so not many people are aware, I mean, very few of them are, that there are more than 25,000 peer-reviewed like papers showing the adverse, various adverse effects on human cells, on animals, plants. But because this is such a like a controversial topic, and usually you don't feel the effects immediately. There's lots of, you know, as obviously lots of money behind it. It's really hard to fight it. Just we have to do just awareness, you know. So the effects, I don't want to say the usual effects, but some of the effects are, you know, like as you already mentioned, the disruption of sleep because the Wi-Fi, for example, or when you have a cell phone close to your bed, to your head, it's interfering with your brain waves, so you don't sleep that well. And we have to say that, you know, the sleep is the most precious time for our bodies because it's doing the whole regeneration and recovery. So if that is, you know, interrupted, or we don't get in the long term enough good sleep, it will have, you know, it will surface into, you know, various unhealthy things or problems. So interruption, the disruption of sleep, the fertility with men is lower. Its plants, for example, don't grow as much or they die. You know, irritation, you know, people get, you know, they are more stressed or anxious, you know, around strong EMF sources. So these are, of course, this is what's happening, what people are experiencing. But on a biological level, the most cited study is that because of EMFs, the VGCC channel, the voltage gate calcium channels, they open on that are around our cells, they open and let calcium in, which basically is not a desirable thing and is leading to, you know, increase of the levels of free radicals, which then, you know, causes oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is, you know, causes the speed up of, you know, aging of the cells.
Yeah. And it's interesting that the podcast that I actually published today was with a plastic surgeon talking about ways to kind of ameliorate the aging process in a proactive way. And he talks about it from, you know, red light therapy all the way up to other types of modalities. And so I think for everyone that's listening, helping them understand that it's the cumulative exposure over time. And I think for many people, they just assume as I get older, I'm tired or I just didn't get enough sleep, so I'm cranky. And you just don't even realize that over time, this can actually contribute to this. And certainly some of the other things I read were like headaches and mood disorders. So depression as another one, or even fatigue. And it's interesting, the World Health Organization in 2011 actually classified radio frequency EMFs as possibly carcinogenic and put them in a class with lead, formaldehyde, and diesel gas. And so it gives you a sense that maybe people in the United States, there isn't enough awareness around this, but certainly the World Health Organization for over a decade has been looking into this and has been concerned about it. You know, certainly, what are some of the things that we can do proactively to protect ourselves? Because you've alluded to the fact that, you know, having our cell phones in our bedrooms, many people, and I have teenagers, so obviously I don't go to bed till the teenagers are home, but when they're home in the house, I put my phone into airplane mode. But what are some of the things that we can do proactively to protect ourselves or minimize the net impact of this exposure?
Yeah, so there are two like main things that we can do. It's to lower the EMF, the actual EMF exposure, and then it's the distance. So further away we are from source of EMFs, the less impacted we are, because it's each inch counts. You know, it's exponential. You know, the impact goes exponentially up or exponentially down. So it doubles with each inch, or it goes down with each added inch of distance. So it might seems like a small thing to do, but really each inch counts in terms of the distance from the EMF source. So, and then yes, turning off, as we discussed, the sleep. So turning off Wi-Fi router during the night, having the phone on flight mode. You know, when I'm on the phone, I got used to it that it's on loudspeaker, and I almost don't mind like anywhere. You know, of course, I don't want to, you know, like interrupt other people, but I just lower down the volume a bit. But I'm used to just, you know, have the phone in front of me and then have a conversation. Trying to avoid wireless headphones, because this is especially important with the, well, not only with the young generation, but especially with the young generation, because, you know, when you're on the phone, you're there, you're having a call for a certain like few minutes. But when you're listening to music, it's usually for much longer periods of time. It can be hours, a day. So, and, you know, when the wireless headphones communicate with each other, it goes directly, you know, through your brain. And the Bluetooth, you know, EMF like levels are significant. So definitely trying to avoid like wireless headphones, then wireless mouse, keyboards, and because, yeah, there's only so much you can do, because there are, you know, like your neighbors can have Wi-Fis and everything. But again, the distance is important. So in everyday life, in everyday, you know, what we can do, this would be the most important, I would say the most important things to do. And of course, not having your cell phone in your pocket, or at least not in flight mode, or not when your Bluetooth is on and data and Wi-Fi and everything.
Mighty Maca is a superfood drink mix full of 30 plus natural ingredients, and it was formulated by Dr. Anna Kabeca during her healing journey. Mighty Maca Plus ingredients, which include nourishing ingredients like organic maca powder, turmeric, quercetin, broccoli, parsley, trans resveratrol, pomegranate extract, and more, were carefully selected for immune support to sustain energy, provide mental clarity, and improve recovery. It also tastes delicious. It supports healthy detoxification and alkalinity in the body, balances hormones, fights free radicals, and neutralizes lactic acid, all while increasing your energy and vitality. It helps improve your digestion and reignites your libido. It's a powerful superfood drink mix that needs to be part of your daily routine. And Dr. Anna is offering my listeners 10% off your first purchase by using the link DrAnna.com/Cynthia. That's 10% off your first that's 10% off your first purchase by using the link DrAnna.com/Cynthia. It's delicious and nutritious. Consuming Element on a daily basis is one of my favorite ways to take care of my health. And we know that by consuming proper amounts of electrolytes, it can contribute to quality sleep, which is critical to all of my perimenopause and menopausal patients and clients. We know that magnesium increases a neurotransmitter called GABA that is known for producing calming effects. And consuming adequate levels of sodium can help you sleep through the night, because low sodium levels increase cortisol and adrenaline. Additionally, if you are intermittent fasting, it's important to understand that when you fast, two things can dehydrate you. Number one, if your insulin levels remain low, it can signal to our kidneys to excrete more sodium or salt, a process called naturesis. And as glycogen or stored glucose is broken down, the water left over from the glycogen breakdown is urinated out. So if you want to take care of your health in one of my favorite ways, you can consume Element electrolytes. My favorite flavors are grapefruit and citrus, but there are many others to choose from. And if you go to drinkelement.com/Cynthia, you can get a free sample pack to try them out on your own. Again, it's drinkelement.com/Cynthia for your free sample pack where you can try all of their flavors. Now, what are your thoughts about travel, you know, when we're on airplanes and we're just kind of bathed in forever, however many hours we're on a plane? Are there things that you do proactively to lessen the impact when you're traveling? Because sometimes we don't have full control, you know, when we're in our homes, it might be very different. But I know when I'm traveling, it's always kind of in the forefront of my mind, you know, what are the things I need to do to offset what I've just been exposed to?
Yeah, so I try to ground like in the morning and in the evening, you know, especially when I, you know, travel by plane and spend time on the airports. So especially then, try to ground as much as possible. And then, you know, we also, well, I take antioxidants, for example, you know, the carbon elixir, the C60, you know, which is the fullerene, Buckminster fullerene, which is the strongest antioxidant there, you know, it's more than 100 times stronger than vitamin C. So antioxidants and grounding.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, when I was thinking about our conversation, that was something that really stood out because I would imagine maybe not during the pandemic, but around, you know, pre-pandemic, post-pandemic, now that people are doing quite a bit more traveling, I feel like for me, between the exposure to the light in an airport or on an airplane, that in and of itself is incredibly stimulating. But, you know, I'm someone that if I'm tracking, for an example, data on my Oura Ring, my HRV, depending on where I'm traveling to, can just get completely thrashed, even if I have technically slept 8 hours between the altitude and the travel, my HRV will tank. And so I know that there is multiple variables that are impacting why that's happening. Do you see that happen? Because I know that you are someone that likes data and you probably, if you don't have an Oura, you probably have something that's akin to it. Do you notice that when you travel, that will be your HRV, your heart rate variability will be negatively impacted?
Definitely. I do have Oura and tracking this. So, you know, usually when I'm travel, it's Europe to US and back. So, you know, lots of time zones, long flights. So there's definitely effect. But even when I traveling, you know, in the US, I could see the impact on the sleep on HRV. Yeah, so that's why, you know, we try to do, you know, how to mitigate this. But Oura taught me, you know, not only this, but or some other products as well, how, you know, the food and alcohol and everything is impacting our sleep. But that will be for a different discussion.
Yeah, no, listeners definitely know it's, I have never had a problem with drinking alcohol, but as a middle-aged person, watching my deep sleep erode, and so my REM sleep also impacted. So I am a happy non-drinking individual and have been for many years. But for those of us that are data geeks and like to track the information, you may notice when you travel that changes quite a bit. So let's talk about SomaVedic. And for full disclosure, I was initially gifted a device and I was completely open-minded to it, but nearly instantaneously, and I can track this again in my Oura, so I objectively can track this, my sleep quality improved, especially my deep sleep. And so for listeners, let's talk a little bit about what SomaVedic is, what the technology is, so that they can better understand how this, you know, helps negate the impact of our exposure to EMF therapies and frequencies.
Yeah, so SomaVedic, it's a, you know, frequency therapy rest and recovery device. I have, like, it looks like, yeah, looks like this.
A little spaceship.
Like, yes, like a UFO, that's the most common. Yeah, spaceship UFO, but some people call it lamp. But, you know, how it is different and what's unique about it, that Inside of each somatic, you know, there are various like precious stones and minerals and energy amplifiers and frequency therapy technology. So it's sort of a combination with Eastern approach to wellness with, you know, Western technology. And they work in correlation to amplify the frequencies and properties of the precious stones and minerals. So they are creating this coherent field around the somatic, then helps, you know, our bodies to regenerate better, faster, because the body is that's doing the healing. You know, the somatic is just creating a supportive like environment for the body to start these processes. But getting back 12 years when the somatic was founded and why, now, because I'm the CEO, but a friend of mine is the inventor, and he was struggling with various health issues, you know, like problems with pancreas and then lupus and then all of that. And it was around 2010 when he realized that, you know, it's geopathic zones and EMFs that are causing this, because he tried everything, nothing was working. And, you know, when he turned to Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine and bioresonance devices, he was able to get results, good results, and he was able to heal him. Then he started to help, you know, like other people, like family and friends, that was helping as well. And, you know, eventually he had this idea like to make a product out of it that would help like people around the world. So this is what sparked, you know, the idea of somatic, and this is how it came to be in April 2012.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And maybe for the benefit of listeners, helping them understand. So we have the autonomic nervous system, we have the sympathetic, which is the fight or flight, and then we have parasympathetic, which is this rest and repose side. And most of us in westernized societies spend far too much time being sympathetic dominant. We're constantly doing, we're constantly stressed, we're worried about the to-do list. And when we talk about coherence, it has an interrelationship with heart rate variability and finding balance between these two nervous systems in the body. It's not that one is good and one is bad. It's helping us understand that as we have all these advancements in technology that make our lives seemingly easier, we're getting farther and farther away from the natural biorhythms of our bodies. And so perhaps helping listeners understand what is coherence and how does being around these devices help with this? You know, for me, I would say objectively, I feel calm when I am in a parasympathetic state. And I think for a lot of individuals, their normal is they're just chronically stressed. And so that is where you will not be in coherence, you will not be, your heart rate variability will not be balanced the way that it should be ideally. And so I think this is an important concept for people to understand.
Yeah, definitely. So as we discussed at the beginning, you know, when you are in nature, you know, you are in a natural, let's say, coherent environment. And when we are, you know, in cities and in homes, technology interferes in that. So we could exchange coherence, we could exchange coherence for more natural environment, you know, for example, that the somatic is creating coherent like space, but at the same time, you know, we could call it more natural in environment. And because, you know, it was designed to mitigate the adverse effects of EMFs, but throughout the time, you know, we sold more than 90,000 somovedics around the world. And so we have, you know, firsthand customer experience. And then the top benefits are, as you, you can mention that or you mentioned that, you know, is the improvement of sleep. People have more energy during the day. Their brain fog, you know, is gone or is lowered significantly. Headaches, you know, are not as much. And people just feel more calm and in peace around the device. So these are the, you know, the top experiences people have. But at the same time, if you would, you know, go to our webpage and read some testimonials, you would see that each person has a bit different experience. So that's why it's you know, whatever, let's say, unalignment or problems that are in the bodies, when you get into more coherent, more natural like environment, It tries to, you know, like repair that and get into homeostasis and then coherence. So that's why people are experiencing it differently and it works different on each individual.
Well, and I love that it kind of follows along with the theme that I think is important, bioindividuality rules. So for each one of us, we may need different levels of support. And so I know that some of the devices are able to help support water. And so let's talk a little bit about structured water, what that is, why that's beneficial. And, you know, specifically there, I know there, it's not to every device that SomaVedic has, but specific ones will actually impact your water.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we have called SomaVedic Vedic. It's our bestseller. It's the most versatile unit we have. If you don't know which one to go for, that would be the one. And it's also structuring water. That means you just place a jug of water next to it, and the same field that is working with our bodies and even plants and animals is, you know, affecting the structure of the water. And in about 15 to 20 minutes, the water will be structured. And this means that if you would freeze the crystal, the water crystal, you would see a very nice, like very beautiful shape, like a symmetric, geometric. It would look like a snowflake. When the water is not structured, it's really, you don't see a pattern there. It's really chaotic. But why is this important is that in our bodies, in our cells, there's only like structured water. So it's the most natural state of water we can like drink. It's the most bioavailable state. So it provides better hydration for our bodies if you drink structured water. And currently, we cannot get structured water. You know, you cannot buy it because the environment, water has memory, and the environment is affecting the structure of the water. So there's no structured water in tap water, in plastic bottles, in glass bottles. You have to structure it with a, you know, with a device, with a SomaVedic, for example. But there are different ways. There are, you know, like when you vortex, like spin the water, that makes it structured. This is how the water gets structured in nature, in flowing rivers. But some people might not be aware, but you can also structure water just with your hands and with your thoughts, you know, because there's a usually famous Japanese scientist, Masaru Emoto, and he was the first one who brought to the mainstream this concept of structured water and how our emotions impact the water. So you can also take a glass of water and just feeling nice things towards it. And you, after a few minutes, you could definitely feel, you know, the difference.
Well, and I find this science actually really interesting because, again, I go back to many people, unless they can physically see it, they don't necessarily understand that there's this complex in a relationship with different types of water. And here in the United States, I'm a huge proponent of testing your water to figure out what you need to filter out, because different municipalities, different states have different problems with their water. And then on top of it, if you're taking it another level, is thinking about the structured water. Now, I know that you are a fan of biohacking, obviously. What are some of the things that you do in your day, strategies you use in your day that are beneficial for supporting health? I know intermittent fasting plays a role, which of course I loved hearing about, but what are some of the things that you do day to day versus perhaps when you're traveling and, you know, your schedule is not, you're not, you don't have as much control over your schedule as you do at home?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So yes, intermittent fasting is, you know, something, you know, I try to do, or I'm doing on an everyday basis. Usually it's 14-10, sometimes it's 16-8, but usually it's 14-10 for me. Then grounding, then, you know, the red light therapy. I just bought my wife a red light therapy, you know, panels, and a personal sauna, you know, like a bag from Bond Charge. It's a company that I really like. So I have some products from BioLite and Bond Charge that I use few times a week. And I try to go to sleep, you know, before 11. Usually it's 10, 10:30. And yeah, I'm trying to avoid like sugar and dairy and just the basic things. But throughout the time, I have found out that the simpler things I'm doing, the better. You know, I cut off lots of supplements and all of high-end things, and I'm just narrowing it down to very simple things.
Have you guys heard about a bioactive whole food on the market with 5,000 published research studies backing it? When my oldest son needed to go on antibiotics a few months ago, I discovered Armour colostrum, and the benefits for him and his recovery from being on antibiotics have been instrumental in me now recommending this to my dairy non-sensitive patients and clients. Armour's colostrum strengthens immunity, ignites metabolism, fortifies gut health, promotes hair growth and skin radiance, and powers fitness performance and recovery. My son has mentioned to me over and over again how great his gut feels, how he has improved his digestion and gut function as well. Colostrum is a rich, exclusive source of immunoglobulins or antibodies that optimize our immune defense even during cold and flu season. And we know that mucosal barriers house over 80% of our body's immune cells, including the antibodies IgG and SIgA. And these immunoglobulins bind and intercept harmful particles like viruses, bacteria, and toxins, blocking them from crossing into the barriers into our bloodstream. And Armour's colostrum contains the highest levels of SIgA and IgG to ensure your most fortified first line of protection. It's sustainably sourced, and it's important to know that you want to mix colostrum only with cold liquids or foods, or dry scoop it into your mouth. This is also great for the oral microbiome. And we've worked out a special offer for my everyday wellness community where you can receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/Cynthia15 or enter Cynthia15 to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/Cynthia15. You definitely want to check it out. Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day. The indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some circumstances, up to 100 times more polluted, according to the EPA. And did you know that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths globally? So what's the solution? I want to introduce you to a product by Air Doctor that has captured the attention of established media outlets like CNN, ABC, and more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so that your lungs don't have to. This includes pollutants such as allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses that have the potential to go on and make us sick. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day, breathe easy, money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use code Cynthia. You'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 in value. Look at the special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code Cynthia. I absolutely love my air filters. They're an integral component to ensuring that the air that my family breathes in our home is as safe as possible. Yeah, because I think it becomes very overwhelming. And obviously, I have a broad range of guests that come on, and I love to ask, like, what is your personal philosophy about what are your things that you do every day to support your health? And I think we really have to think of it from a macro level, that what are the strategies that have the most impact that don't require us necessarily to have to purchase a lot of things? And I too have gone through stages where I've been on a lot of supplements, now scaling back tremendously because you do get to a point where you're on supplement fatigue. There's definitely things I do for sleep that are non-negotiables and for stress, but I love the infrared sauna, red light therapy. I think all those, actually Vanessa Spina, who lives in Prague, I have her red light therapy device. And for me, it was really interesting. I have a son who had some breakouts and we had him doing red light therapy. I had gotten bit by a couple bugs over the summer, and the amount of speed with which things healed using red light therapy devices, to me, it was really fascinating. And so when you're thinking about the nutrition piece, you know, you mentioned you do some intermittent fasting, you try to avoid sugar and dairy. Is protein a big focus of your diet, or is it more plant related in terms of like your macro composition?
So there was a time how I was involved or started with some of Edic. And, you know, in 2012, I was struggling quite significantly with my health. I was like, 200 pounds, cholesterol levels, high blood pressure, brain fog. And almost every day for more than 2 years, I was looking forward when I go to bed in the evening. But, you know, soon I realized like this is not a life, that during the day you are already thinking like, I want just looking forward to, you know, when there will be night and laying in the bed. So I, you know, I tried all of the supplements, all of like everything. But at that time, what I would like, you know, like changed everything for me and like saved my life was when I switched to raw vegan diet. So, but of course, you know, I have to say that I was, you know, when I was studying at the university, I was partying a lot of alcohol, like everything throughout the, almost every other day throughout the 6 years. So it was a lifestyle thing, you know, so it was not normal. So, you know, the body was not in a good shape. But then I switched to raw vegan and all of the symptoms were gone in about 4 months that I was struggling with. Then I had the adaptation phase, you know, for more than a year. I lost like really, really like skinny to the bone. Then I went back. But now, you know, I eat meat, you know, ideally organic, don't drink that much like milk. So I like fish, you know, and all of that. But there was a time when, you know, when certain diets helped me to get out of my like biggest like health problems. And I have to say that it was not only the diet, but it was also enema, you know, like, is it the correct word?
Enema. Mm-hmm.
Enemas, yes. So coffee enemas, water enemas, and all of that. Because at that time I had a girlfriend and she was struggling with acne on her, you know, on her shoulders and a bit on her back for the last like 15 years. Not much, but you know how it is. You know, like she wanted to be like beautiful, which is like okay and everything. But so she wanted to get rid of it. And when I tried, you know, to do the enemas and everything, she saw that it's helping. And she said, like, I would never do that. But after about 2 months, she tried it and she sticked with it for about 3 months. And like her skin was like super clean and healed. And, you know, for her and even for me, that was, you know, really significant to see because she was struggling with it for 15 years. And in a few months, it was gone. Just to, you know, like clean body. So that's a long way around about diet.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. And I think I've spoken on the podcast before that there was a point probably about 10 years ago where my mercury levels in my body were really high. And the functional medicine person I was working with, who's a very good friend, gave me options. You know, we can do chelation therapy, but if you really want to think about a different way to address it, that's a little less toxic, we could do coffee enemas. And I remember buying the kit and looking at it for probably a month. And then once I started using the coffee enemas, it was several times a week for 6 months, I had cleared all of the mercury out of my body. And it was such a significant change from where my levels were to where they ended up that I was presented as part of a paper to a group of functional medicine doctors. So for those that are listening and are thinking, oh my gosh, I would never do that, there can be a very therapeutic way to use coffee enemas. I don't do them anymore. But I did find for that period of time, once I wrapped my head around what I was doing, that not only did you get a lot of benefit out of it, but it was much less toxic than going the route of chelation therapy, which for anyone that's listening, when you have heavy metals, chelation therapy can be tough to tolerate and can involve quite a bit of medications that can make you feel pretty crummy. Well, let's kind of circle back to Soma Vedic, because I think this would, you know, kind of tie up our conversation really well. You mentioned there's different types of devices. So if someone goes to the website and they're interested in purchasing their first device, what are some of the things they need to look for to select the right device for them and their environment?
Yeah. So as I already mentioned, like we have the go-to model that would be the green one, which is like strong enough to mitigate the effects of 5G and is also structuring the water. And, you know, like more than 70% of our customers buy that one. And that's the one, you know, most versatile one that I would suggest everyone to be there first. If someone would like to, you know, have something stronger, then we have the Amber model that was designed, you know, for city centers and corporate buildings or office buildings or 5G when you have lots of 5G towers around. So that one is much stronger, but it has a different kind of energy. You know, the green one, the Vedic, it's creating like this coherent field, but its field is sort of like more penetrating. And let's say it shakes with you a bit. Then again, you know, it brings you this calm and benefits and everything, where the Amber is more subtle. Even though it's stronger, the energy is more subtle. So if you're on a budget, I would go with Sky or Sight.
What would be your recommendation if you wanted to have a device in your bedroom? And I might be asking selfishly for my own information, because I do think it would be beneficial to have one in my bedroom in particular.
Yeah, so for first-time Soma Vedic users, we don't recommend placing Soma Vedic in the bedroom. The main thing is that it takes, you know, a few days to adapt to the field. And what's also interesting to mention is that, you know, before, you know, started working for Soma Vedic and became the CEO, I visited people that had Soma Vedics, like lots of them, because they were distributors and everything. They had lots of Soma Vedics around. But when I brought one Soma Vedic, my personal, to my home and plugged it in, like that's when I felt the biggest difference. So, and for example, my jaw felt like there's like electricity. It was buzzing for a while. And my partner, she felt like heat on her chest, which was like a pleasant one. So each one, you know, each person is experiencing it a bit differently, but there are about, you know, 20 to 30% of people that experience some kind of like detox, like headaches, just like, you know, for a few minutes or for an hour or so, like slight headaches. Or I know of some friends that, you know, they had to run to toilet like a couple of times a day, you know, so that's why, you know, when someone wants to have a Soma Vedic in the bedroom, that's fine, but I would suggest it after the first week. And because it's quite bright, great to cover it with the box that it came in or with a cloth, because it has a room temperature, so it's safe to cover it.
Yeah. And then also for travel, I know there are some options for traveling. This is, again, selfishly, I'm asking this question because for me, I notice how much my HRV is impacted depending on where I'm traveling to. So if someone wants something small and discreet, what are their options?
So in that case, it would be the Harmony, which is a small, you know, much smaller unit. You still have to plug it in the USB. I mean, to get the full potential out of it, full efficacy, it needs to be plugged in. But because of the principle of the Soma Vedic, it's working even when it's not plugged in. It has about like 50-60% efficacy. So because of the, you know, gemstones and minerals and energy amplifier. So for travels, it would be the Harmony. And, you know, if you want something in your pocket, then we have the Tiny. But you have to have a Soma Vedic in order for Tiny to work, because you have to charge it during the night.
It's so interesting. Well, this has been a great discussion. I know one that my listeners will find really invaluable. Please let my community know how to connect with you on social media, how to learn more information about the Soma Vedic.
Yeah, so our Instagram handle is Soma Vedic Official. We are on somavedic.com website. And if they have any questions or if they would like to reach out directly to me, it's hello@somavedic.com. It is actually like my personal email.
Well, I love that. And the one thing that I want to emphasize, you know, just objectively, for me, there's been such a marked change in not only stress levels, but sleep quality, that it was an easy decision to bring you on the podcast because I love sharing things that I find to be invaluable to my health.
Yeah. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for, you know, sharing your experience. There is one last thing that we didn't mention. So we have 60-day money-back guarantee on each of our products. That means it's basically risk-free to try it out. And if you're not happy with it, you know, within 2 months, you can send it back and we'll give you a full refund. So I would definitely encourage people to experience it.
Absolutely. And that's something that I think is really important because it really speaks to the integrity of your business. And that's something that's in alignment with my own business, that we really want to make sure that things that we share are things that we ourselves genuinely enjoy and find invaluable.
Yeah.
If you love this podcast episode, please leave a rating and review, subscribe, and tell a friend.